This is a CKM podcast production.
Unsure about your future after school? From finances to college, from adult education to military options, the Life After School podcast is for you. Now, on to the host, Charles Prince.
Close till I get up. Time is barely on our side. I don't wanna waste what's left. The storms we chase are leading us, and love is all we'll ever trust. Yeah, no, I don't wanna waste what's left. And on we'll go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Life After School. And I am recording this from Lithia Springs, Georgia, my hometown. And I am definitely glad to be back and to be able to just enjoy some time off and being able to enjoy some time with my family and also just to get away from things a little bit, but also to go ahead and get this podcast recorded. I don't have all my equipment, so I'm using my AirPods, and so I am hoping that they are good enough, which I think you all will still hear the message of what I want to get across today. But I want to talk about something that I've been thinking on about for a little bit, and I was wondering, like, you know, I think this would make a good episode. In the episode today, we're going to be talking about what were some of my fears I had when I became an adult. I'll be quite honest with you, a lot of the questions I had about the things that we covered as far as like savings, retirement, which we haven't covered retirement yet, but it's coming. And just some of the aspects, especially like credit. And these are things that I didn't really know too much about, nor had any knowledge on. And so I kind of went into adulthood with this expectation, I'm going to graduate high school, I'm going to go to college, graduate college, and I, about the basis I was basing what I was going to do on was based on what my sister did. You know, she graduated high school, she then graduated college, she then had an apartment, and I believe a couple of different apartments, and then she got married, and they ended up getting a house, and then rebuilding the house and having a kid. And I pretty much figured I would follow that same type of, that same formula and just think that, hey, you know, this is what's going to happen with me. I know I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to do the exact same thing. But I didn't quite realize how unprepared I was for a lot of things. And I do want to say this. My parents did a really great job and prepare me for a good amount of things when it came to adulthood. For instance, my parents instilled that hard work is an absolute necessity no matter what job you get. And so they instilled in me hard work and being able to be a hard worker. You know, that's something that they have taught me well. And I'm not trying to say that my parents failed on necessarily on teaching me certain things. It's just, I think that we as adults, when we learn things as adults, we don't really think to pass on that knowledge to the kids after us because a lot of us learned it on our own or it came through life experience. And plus, and I also think too, and I think this is true for many parents have tried to tell their kids things in the past, what to do, what not to do. And a lot of times, as kids, we just brush it off and didn't really believe it. And unfortunately, we don't believe it until we ourselves become adults, do the exact same thing, and end up in the same exact situation. And then we go back to ourselves and say, you know what? I remember my parents telling me this. And so we have those times when that happens. And I think when that happens so many times, I do think parents do get that mindset of, well, they'll just have to figure this out on their own. They're not going to listen to me anyway. And I don't blame for having that mindset. But I do think that we do need to try to impress knowledge on others. Anyway, I just want to cover that before I continue. But as I became more of an adult, one of the biggest things that scared me was credit. In which previous episodes, I talked about my experience with credit. Not going to go over it again. But as I've had those experiences with credit, and especially when I got a credit card, and then not realizing how much I was messing up my credit by doing certain things like not paying it back and it going into collections. And when you had those things, you just kind of go, whoa, hold on a minute. I wish I would have known this before making this decision. And a lot of that can be said with various other things as well. Not just credit for me, but I wish I would have known how important it was to stay in school and to try my hardest in school. Now, I want to put a disclaimer here. I am very happy how my life turned out. I loved how my life turned out, and I would not change it. Even now, I would not, if I had a chance to go back in time, I would not change how things turn out. So I just want to put that out there. But I added this because a lot of times I don't think we quite realize just how much we take things for granted. And I want to give you a good example of this. When I was 18 and in college, and when I was going to college on a regular basis, not even getting that story when I got moved away from home again, moved into an apartment, that's a story for another time. but one thing that when I was going to classes on a regular basis before I practically had stopped going, I didn't know everything in college at that time, but I had kind of just right off the bat, kind of the freshness of being out of high school. So some of the topics I was able to easily do because I literally just got out of high school. And I have gone back to school as an adult, and let me tell you something. Even the topics that I am amazing at, which is topics like English and the language arts and just that whole generalization of categories and topics, it's a struggle for me. Especially being so far removed from school, it's such a struggle and relearning a lot of things. Many things that I am looking at and have gone through is stuff that I have used in my everyday life to a degree, but there are like little things, little grammar rules or certain type of math and mathematics there that I haven't done in years, and it's like, whoa, I gotta struggle here because I gotta now figure all this out. So the point I'm getting across is don't take for granted if you are planning to go to college, university, try to do it as soon as you get out of high school as much as you can. Now, if you want to take a break and then go to college, that's fine. And I get that. But I would suggest not to wait too much. And then not only that, but even if you do retain that knowledge down the road, I cannot tell you how busy I am that there are times when you are busy with adulthood and with your job and stuff, you think to yourself, oh man, there's an assignment that I forgot to do 2 weeks ago. I need to go rush and do that. And so, and again, I'm not downing adult education because adult education is very important. It's necessary at times, and I'm an advocate of it. But I'm also saying too that adult education is not for everybody. And so I just want to put that out there, and we will talk more about adult education in future episodes. And so if you're going to go to college, university, and I suggest you do it as soon as you, not too far out from when you had graduated high school. And same with trade schools and technical colleges, community colleges. Even if you're just going to do those and not go any further past that, your brain still has that that mindset of studying and preparing and getting ready. So even though you may not cover the exact same topics, especially if you go to like a trade school, but your brain is still in that receptive mode of still learning. Our brains learn all the time, but when it's been trained for so many years to absorb and obtain information, you know, take advantage while your brain still is trained to do that. And so that's something I definitely was something I wish I would have realized when I was younger. And another last thing I want to talk about, there's many of these, but last thing I want to talk about that I wish I would have realized when I was younger is how much I wish I would have realized how much stock I put into people. And I'm going to explain what I mean. When I was younger, I had all these aspirations that I wanted to do, and which some of them I did. Like, for instance, I published my first book when I was still in high school, and I was so excited about that. I had friends that I thought that would be as excited with me, and I, you know, invested my time, not just with them, but getting them to help with the book, some that did editing. Yeah, I had so many people helping me. And even though I did the bulk of the work, I kind of was hoping that with them seeing this, that they would also want to take part and that they would be just as supportive. And so I took a lot of stock in people. And then that's when I realized that, and I started to realize that there are some people that will support you back, but that's when I started to realize that people are concerned with their own stuff and their own projects more so than they are with your stuff. And that's when I learned really early on. And when I say early on, I learned it, but did I fully learn it? No, because I made the mistake again years down the road, and sometimes I still make that mistake. But people's passions, like especially your passion, no one's going to have a stronger desire for your passion than you. And when you realize that, that's when you can truly start to grow. And yes, solicit support from friends and family, but when you realize no one's going to be passionate about what you want to do than you, and you get that in your mind, then you will succeed. I don't want to say guaranteed success, but you'll have this mindset of, okay, so what if my friends don't support me all the time or at all, or my family don't support me 100% of the time or at all? This is my project. This is my passion, and I'm going to put the work into it. So that's just some things that I wish I would have realized when I was younger. And I know every once in a while I'm going to do some episodes like these where I just don't try to talk about anything in particular. I just bring up some life experience and just try to impress upon the fact that there are just so many things that we can learn, that we can learn from our own experiences that we can pass on to our younger generations. We all have a good rest of your day, good rest of your weekend as well. I say rest of the weekend, I know Thursday don't start the weekend, but it's the weekend for me because I'm off the whole weekend and I'm in Georgia. So it's the rest of the weekend for me, but you all have a good weekend. There we go. So for those of you having a regular weekend, have a good weekend and never give up on your dreams.
Thank you for listening to the Life After School podcast hosted by Charles Prince. Check your favorite podcast platform for a new episode every Thursday. Never give up on your dreams.
Till my shadow turns to sun rays, and on and on.